Hello?
It's Friday.
Thank God it's Friday.
So, are you having a good Friday?
Yes!
Great Friday!
It's just getting started.
What kind of a Friday is this?
Hey, it's the weekend.
Because weekends are...
Party time!
Party! Party! Party!
That's what your weekends are for.
Well, that sounds fun.
Well, what are we waiting for?
Let's party!
It's showtime!
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
And you know when you hear that and that rain starts coming down, there is the chance of flash floods, mudslides. Be careful out there, please. Wherever you're going, especially if you're heading around burn areas, anything like that, because they are trying to clean up some of what's going on here. Be careful. Protect yourself. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you to everybody who turned out yesterday for the No Mask Rally in Carson City. So, yeah, Kaylee, you did a great job getting people out there at literally 24-hour notice. It makes a difference. Then headed over to the governor's mansion. Yesterday's poll question to go along with what was going on last night, the No Mask Rally. Will you comply with Governor Sisolak's latest round of mask mandates? 83% of those participating in the poll said no. Today's poll question, which do you believe is more important to be investigated? I want to know what people think the government should actually be working on. Dr. Fauci's handling of COVID, the January 6th event at the U.S. Capitol, the BLM Antifa riots, or 2020 election fraud? Those are your choices at 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. I know a lot of things on people's minds are surrounding the masks, COVID, recovery, health. And I've gotten so many people that have requested the information from me on Dr. Dalton, who did my Regeneron treatment. And I tell you, it was a godsend. It really was. You can tell it in my voice. You can hear it. You can see it when you see me in person. And yet the hospitals do not provide this life-saving drug. I'm not going to give his last name because he is not only a personal friend, but he is also a retired doctor. And so I don't want you looking for him, you know, in the phone book to call him up. But Dr. Chris joins us right now, and he is available to us at any time. But we want to start off with, first off, Dr. Chris, you have so many, Dan, put Dr. Chris through. We have so many, or you have so many different credentials. Go through just a couple of them and your decades and decades of healthcare experience.
Can you hear me? Am I coming through okay,
Senator? Yes, you are coming okay through. And first off, again, thank you for being here.
Oh, I would do anything for you. This is all one big family. We're in this battle together to get our nation back. So that's why I do this. And I still work for the Lord. So when he tells me I can quit, I'll quit.
So what is your background?
I have a bachelor's degree in zoology from University of Michigan. I have a dental degree from the University of Detroit. And I have an osteopathic medical degree like Dr. Dalton from Michigan State University. So that's my educational background.
But your work background goes even farther than all of that.
Well, I specialized in people who were sick from their teeth. I made my own specialty as a dentist and a physician. So I saw atypical facial pain, trigeminal neuralgia, headaches, facial pain, people who had chronic pain disorders secondary to their teeth. For example, a lot of people have low back pain because of infected wisdom teeth. And so how many people know that unless you have either been heard me lecture or have read some of my things that I have written or been to my lectures, but nobody knows that.
that I would never make lower back pain a connection with infected wisdom teeth. That wouldn't even, I don't think, cross the normal person's mind. Chris, being in that background, are masks, I've tried to put this story out before, but the Dental Association had to come forward and say, masks are harming people when it comes to your teeth and your health.
I still don't understand how they can make that statement. I mean, I wore a mask for 35 years doing surgery, and, you know, I still have some teeth left. But, you know,
you have
my
a
concern
beautiful
about
smile.
Masks, thank you. Thank you. Well, if you only knew what I've been through to get there. I mean, I had facial pain for 30 years. So the subject, when I speak about the teeth and the body, I know that from both sides of the dental chair. So that was my crucifixion through life to learn it. So when I speak it, I speak the truth. But I don't understand that, you know, unless you have a buildup of carbon dioxide, carbon monoxide levels. My biggest fear with the mask is they contain graphene oxide.
What is graphene oxide?
Graphene oxide, when you have a carbon pencil that we used to use in school, when you write on a piece of paper, that's carbon. That's like one or two layers of graphite. But graphene is a one molecular layer sheet, if you will, of carbon molecules that is pound for pound 200 times stronger than steel, but it also carries an electrical gradient. It can be electrified. And when that gets in contact with human tissue, that kills cells.
You know, this is something that is even printed on the boxes of masks, and people don't understand. They don't do their research. But there are a lot of toxins that we deal with on a day-to-day basis that are going into our bodies. How does that affect us?
Oh, well, let's take, for example, that brings up a great point. When you can take the patient who has autism, and that spectrum goes all the way up to patients with Alzheimer's disease. Those diseases all have a heavy metal component. What does that mean? Well, we have in our bodies, we have aluminum, we have mercury, we have cadmium, we have lead, we have other, we have nickel, we have other metals that are toxic, and they're toxic to our system in particular because they destroy mitochondria, which are our little factory energy packets. And as we get older, the mitochondrial packets decline in numbers, and also those numbers decline with chronic degenerative diseases, Alzheimer's, multiple sclerosis, ALS. So anyway, heavy metals from autism to Alzheimer's, we pick it up. You go to your, when you're young, they put mercury in vaccines as a mercuric chloride as a prevention for bacterial growth. So you're inoculated with mercury as a child. You go to your dentist, and although things have changed quite a bit, it's still acceptable to put mercury-containing fillings in your teeth, known as amalgams. And those are 50% mercury when they're first placed. And over time, that mercury is emitted, and it likes to go to the brain and the liver and the kidneys.
But people say, oh, but it's in such small amounts. What do you say to that?
Well, there's no safe level for mercury. Why, for example, they tell pregnant women not to eat tuna fish? Mm-hmm. Because of the mercury content. And the bigger the fish, the more mercury is in it. That's the way the world is. So there's no safe levels of mercury. You can have all your mercury fillings replaced and still show that you're still toxic from mercury because it takes the body 25 years to detoxify unless you know some of the secrets like certain chelating agents like DMPS or EDTA.
Is there actually a way for people to, I mean, even people of my age, you know, as we get up there and we start learning these things, because we didn't learn this back then. How many of us when we were kids would stick our, you know, pencils on our tongues, or, you know, you see people dabbing their pencil on their tongue and then writing. Can we get rid of these metals and these toxins in our body that have built up over the years?
And theoretically, you can. Well, for example, most dentists, have a high level of mercury in them. I was one of them because I went to dental school and the dental profession said it's okay to put mercury fillings in your teeth. So you're in a room with 120 other dentists or dental students and you're putting mercury fillings in. There's no mercury hygiene in this old building in downtown Detroit. And then you've set up a practice and you're putting mercury fillings in because that's all you're taught. And you're practice basically becomes contaminated because mercury is so prevalent unless you have certain devices that remove mercury from your office. And that stuff is now slowly becoming acceptable. I had many friends over the years do that to their dental offices, but you can do chelation. That's the quickest way to get rid of it. And there are certain chelating agents that are more specific for certain metals. You can sweat. You can do saunas. I like ozone saunas. Those are my favorite. You can exercise. You can do certain foods that absorb it, like fiber, apple pectin. And then you got to eliminate the intake.
The absorption back into your body. All right. Dr.
Yeah,
Chris,
so
will you hang on the line with us? We got to do a quick traffic report and then
of course.
Spot break. And because I'd like to come back and ask you then about shedding. Because, you know, we know that when we're ingesting things, but what about when we're just around them? Because you kind of clicked on that with the mercury just being in school and going that route. So stick around. We'll be back with more from Dr. Chris.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. My guest is Dr. Chris. Dr. Chris, thank you so much for being on the show with me. And, you know, we've talked about how the body can absorb things just from being around us, being in nature or working with different things. What about shedding? Because people are concerned about being around others who have been vaccinated, that all of a sudden they feel changes going on in their body. They see changes going on in their body, especially with women who haven't had their periods in years. All of a sudden they're coming back. Explain shedding, and is there a way to protect yourself from that?
That's a really good question. Well, you know, and prior to the, I did some preparation before the interview here, but the CDC says that patients people who have been vaccinated can actually shed the virus. And, you know, when we say virus, I'm still not convinced that there is a virus. I'm convinced that there's a spike protein. And I think that's why a lot of people get sick, because we have never seen the spike protein before. And, you know, I picked up COVID several months ago, I think probably close to when you were ill, and I'm in shape. You know, I go to the gym. I got a 30-inch waist. I eat. I watch what I eat. I take vitamins, and I still got sick. So what are we actually being infected with? So, yeah, you can pick up at least some type of particle from individuals who have been vaccinated. And how do you defend yourself? Well, I'm going to tie in chelation therapy and removal of heavy metals with glutathione, which your body makes. Your body, every cell makes glutathione, and that's a natural chelator of heavy metals. So your body tries to keep you healthy, but sometimes it gets overwhelmed in our environment. So you want to manufacture as much glutathione as you can. And so you want to take NAC, N-acetylcysteine. And I suggest that everybody that listens load up on that, because the FDA has tried to outlaw that for obvious reasons, because it works. So by increasing your glutathione, you're going to help to get rid of heavy metals, and you're going to help to get rid of, they think it helps to get rid of some of these shed viral particles, or at least some of the effects of graphene oxide that you get from being vaccinated. The other thing you can do is there's been a couple articles written on a compound called ceramin, which is derived from pine needle tea or dandelion tea. Mm-hmm. And this is readily easy to get. I mean, if you have pine trees on your property, you can make tea. And this is supposed to shield you from being shedded on by people who have been vaccinated or sick with COVID.
Mention what was the name of that first one you mentioned?
Suramin?
No, the one before that.
Glutathione, and how do you manufacture that? You buy N-acetylcysteine, NAC.
NAC, okay. And actually, right. I've tried that. You can just type that in, and it pops up for people in searches. Are we healthy as a society?
No, when you look up the birth rates or the disease rates or the rates that people die in our country, there's a lot of countries that are way ahead of us health-wise.
Now, is that because of our food? Is it because of the fast? I mean, this is a fast food country. I mean, you go to other countries. I was, years ago when I was in Germany, you don't see fast food. You see restaurants that you have to go in, you have to sit down, and you know the ingredients of the food.
Well, as far as that goes, yeah, I mean, you can't eat well enough. I mean, it'd be nice if you had your own farm and you had your own animals and you had your own milk and meat and vegetables and fruits. That's ideal. And those people that did that, old farmers, usually lived a long time because they had the best food. But our food has been alterated and indoctrinated. God knows what they're spraying on us. I am not a big vaccine fan. So you take a little baby, you start putting shots in him. And now I think the new vaccine rate is up to 50 by the time they're 3. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, and the numbers just keep going up. I mean, now we're doing HPV vaccines, and it's just incredible. How do people get past all this and try to fight off these spike proteins and take their health care into their own hands? Because you were the one who got me to go to Dr. Dalton and do the Regeneron. I mean, to me, that's just a crime that hospitals aren't using this. How do we save ourselves?
Well, you tie this all in. This becomes all the stuff I'm going to mention goes into anti-aging because it does this and it does that. You want to make sure your mitochondria or your cellular factories are as recent as you can get them. And how do you do that? You do supplements like resveratrol and quercetin and lipoic acid. Exercise is very, very important to beat this onslaught on our immune systems. Taking metformin, for example, which is a diabetic drug, that will increase your cellular enzyme called AMPK, which does 6 or 7 different things per cell. You want to clean out old dead cells that are dying. That's called autophagy. You do that with saunas and exercise.
Just light exercise. You have to sweat it out.
Yes. Yes. But, you start with walking. If you could walk 3 or 4 miles 4 or 5 times a week, that will increase your immunity and your longevity.
Now, see, I wouldn't even think of walking. People say that they feel so much better after they take a walk.
Yeah, but if people are out of shape, I mean, I brought a friend of mine to the gym this morning, and he hasn't exercised in a long time, and he had a stroke last year, so he's not lifting heavy weights. I have him doing a lot of repetitions and just working out and just getting them set up. And he got benefit today, but at least I got him into the gym and I got him motivated to stay healthy. That's the whole thing, is the motivation.
You mentioned a moment ago the FDA and things being pulled by the government. Regeneron, why isn't it out in the public free to use? Why is hydroxychloroquine not available over the counter?
Great questions. Well, I mean, I can show you my dark side, and I think that there is an orchestrated, I don't believe in conspiracy theories anymore, just conspiracies. And when the medical profession can put handcuffs on me and say I can't use hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin, even though it's cheap and it's safe and it works, and I have to be a hospital interventionist to do it, and even then you couldn't get it. You didn't get it. You didn't get it while you were in the hospital.
Yeah.
How does that make sense? It doesn't make sense.
Well, I did, but it was snuck into me.
Well, thank God for our other buddy, who cares?
Yeah.
But this is This is an ethical thing to destroy humanity. And I think it gets back to, you know, to Trump to destroy everything he tried to work for. And me as a conservative, I think this is an evil thing. And then you get to the hospital, and then the hospital said, let's say you die of a heart attack, they're going to write COVID on the death certificate so they can get more money from the government. That's illegal. If I did it as a physician, they would find me and take my license. How does that work?
Yeah. Well, I'm with you. I think that in a covert manner is why Donald Trump put hydroxychloroquine out there, because we see how the press treated it. We see how he was treated after he said it. And then now we know that it actually works. Dr. Chris, thank you so much for being on the program with me today. I know people are going to want to go back and listen to this podcast, and they couldn't write down fast enough everything that you were talking about. So they can
anytime.
Go to the podcast.
I'll do that anytime for you. Anytime.
All right. Dr. Chris, not only thank you for being on the phone, but thank you for being a friend as well. All right.
Same here. God bless.
It's the Monica Jay Show, and that it's not about conspiracy theories. It's about people, governments, agencies, corporations, pharmaceutical companies conspiring against you. It's the Monica Jay Show.
FM Talk at 99.1 and 92.3. Online at 99.1fmtalk.com.
There she goes.
Oh, there she goes again. There off on those little tirades. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. And I love, love, love this email that I just received. The subject is, I'm not your enemy, but I have a question. Air quotes, Trump is our savior. Okay. Yet he pumped the Fed more than any other president. Yes, but he also put the Fed into the Treasury, which they didn't expect. He released Bannon and Stone from prison, two bad characters, but did not give clemency to Assange or Snowden, two patriots and heroes. Please explain these anomalies. Thanks. TM. So first off, Trump is not our savior. Never said he was. And nobody should believe he is. Now, I support Trump. I voted Trump and I'll vote for him again. I don't think I have to, because I already voted for him twice. We'll see that play out. Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona. Like I've said all along, watch Maricopa. I think it's going to be a race between Georgia and Arizona. See who gets it out first. But things are coming out. Yes, Trump has done some pretty questionable things. I don't like the fact that he pushes the vaccines, that he's so proud of getting released. But you know what? It was a damn good thing that he got them released. Because by getting them released under the emergency use authorization, which cannot be mandated, which cannot be forced, is a lot better than having Biden, because we knew he was going to cheat, put him out with FDA approval. Because then they could be forced on everyone. Everything happens for a reason. And everything right now is playing out like it is supposed to be played out. That's why Trump mentioned hydroxychloroquine. Because Trump did the most important thing that he could ever have done in being elected president. And that is, he woke people up. People started paying attention. people started seeing the anomalies of what Democrats were saying and what they were doing. But not only Democrats, Republicans as well. It takes a lot more to drain a swamp, not only nationally, but locally, than just 4 years. You have to put things in place that can be played out for years to come. We're not through this. We're nowhere near being done with all of this. That's why he put Fauci out front. So Fauci could pretty much hang himself. So what he used to say would come out finally. All of these things, all of these tests, all of these papers on masks, all of these decisions that he's made in the past, the money that has been funneled, your tax dollars that have been funneled to China. Everything comes out in time for a purpose. And there's still a lot more to come. A lot of people had trust in the CDC. A lot of trust was given to the FDA. A lot of trust was given to the FBI, the CIA, even the Supreme Court. And now people's trust is waning. And why is that? Because all of these things are playing out for a reason. And people are paying attention. And they're getting involved. They're getting involved with the school boards. They're getting involved with the commissions and the councils. That's what makes the difference in America. No more sleeping giant. We're awake. And we're not going to let this happen again. So, Terry, thank you for your email. I know you're not my enemy. No one is my enemy. Even people on the left. There are others who are just uneducated because they listen to one narrative. I don't listen to one narrative. I go listen to both sides, actually three or four different sides. Everybody has a different opinion, and that's what you have to search for to come up with your own. Because you may think it's heinous that there are groups out there that are calling for the defunding of police, the defunding of law enforcement, but guess what? You're paying for it. Federal government gives millions of dollars to groups that support defunding the police. The Vera Institute of Justice. They've received $89 million in contracts and grants just this year. In total, since 2008, they've received $811 million of your taxes, of your money. And what are they doing? They call themselves Justice Reform Change Agent. They take money from George Soros's Open Societies Foundation and other billionaires. And what do? They put out campaigns to defund the police. So, that's how your tax dollars are spent. Would you know that if people didn't start looking into this? There's a lot more we have to go through to even come close to taking everything back. And that includes putting your foot down now and saying no to all of these ridiculous mandates. As Dr. Chris was stating, We don't even know if there's a virus. Well, we know there's a virus. It's the coronavirus. It's something that we see every single year. This one just happens to be manipulated. So they can push an agenda. And one of those agendas is masks. Mike's on the line right now, wants to talk about masks. Mike, thanks for being on the program. What are your thoughts?
Actually, Monica, it's Bruce.
Hi, Bruce.
Dan, howdy. Dan had me confused with somebody else, but that's
I guess.
Okay. Anyway, I wanted to just make a quick comment about these unconstitutional, illegal mandates coming out of the occupier of the governor's mansion. They do not carry the weight of law. Yes, he does have, by law, the ability to declare an emergency. What he does not have is unilateral powers to dictate such personal aspects of your day-to-day life. I get a lot of flack because of my stance on vaccines and masks. And people say, well, you're just an anti-masker or anti-vaxxer. Actually, I point out to them, I'm not anti-anything except for I'm anti-government interference in my daily life. What you need to understand, folks, is I'm not anti-mask, not anti-vax. What I am is, wait for it, pro-choice. Oh, my word, do they hate when you use their own language against them.
My body, my choice.
Hey, there you go. Oh, no, that doesn't apply in this case. Why not? Well, because, you know, you have to do this for the good of everybody. Since when is it the government's responsibility to do anything in relation to my health? Not in their purview, according to the Constitution, as it was written by our founding fathers. The interpretation that we live under today.
When did we see the masks for the flu that we had? 3 years ago, 4 years ago, five years ago, 20 years ago. This is part of an agenda, Bruce, and you know that as well as I do.
Oh, you know it is. Yeah, and here's a question for you, all you doctors out there. How difficult is it to differentiate between one type of coronavirus and the next? It's extremely difficult. The reason that we have so much information on COVID-19 is because it was manufactured and released by the Chinese, which is why I call it the Chinese virus. What it is.
And it was patented before we all knew about it. So,
that's,
you know,
exactly correct.
Bruce, as always, you are a joy to talk to, and I hope I see you very soon.
I'm quite certain our paths will cross.
Bruce, thanks for joining me today. All right, we're going to wrap up the show here in just a moment. And I want to tell you about a restaurant owner who thinks that his food in his restaurant is so damn good that you will actually show proof of COVID-19 vaccination or you won't eat there.
Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom, live and local right now. Monica Jay on KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So Terry got back to me and said, I think both are gutsy men of the people and risk their lives to fight for the Fourth Amendment, referring to Julian Assange and Snowden. Trump said they should be hung. Frankly, I don't get it. Assange's father has been on a tour to get his son released, but Biden is deaf to the appeal as well. Again, I go back to, I think things are playing out. Look at the attention that they are getting. People keep talking about the stories. People keep talking about WikiLeaks. What has been released? The documents. But Terry, how many people have gone and looked and read actually through those documents? As far as Snowden, he took an oath. There are people that are very, very patriotic about that. That if you take an oath, you don't release information. I had a gentleman that emailed me the other day about the vaccines. When you sign on the dotted line for the military, you take an oath. You are their property. So they can do whatever they want to you. I don't believe in that. You may take an oath to the military, but I still, you know, your oath is to yourself first and God. And if they're trying to pump experiments into you, that's not right. The information that both of these men released to the public, we would still be blind if they didn't. I think it's a tactic, Terry. I think the curtain hasn't been pulled back yet, and it's just a tactic. So, like justice in this country, especially for those from the January 6th incident, it's just wait and see. It's the Monica Jay Show. Just to give you the heads up, if you don't feel that you need a vaccine passport to eat, or proof that you've had a vaccination that you don't want, the founder of Shake Shack, Danny Meyer, said his Union Square Hospitality Group will require indoor diners and drinkers at its restaurants to show that they have been vaccinated against COVID-19. So for those of you thinking that, oh, well, I'll just go through the drive-thru then. Why the hell would you go there at all? Shake Shack. Sounds familiar. Oh, yeah, they're the ones that banned law enforcement, wasn't it? From open carry? Or anybody from carrying to protect themselves? Again, know where your money is being spent. Know how they feel about you and your rights. Yeah. I'll stick with just frying a burger on the grill here. Maybe it is time we all start eating healthier and cooking for ourselves. And dump these restaurants who don't believe in your freedoms. Log on to 923fmtalk.com if you want to find that story. I will have that loaded into my webpage later on this afternoon with a few of the other things that I've been able to get to today and stories that just didn't quite make it on. Because there are a lot of things happening in this world that you need to know about, not just locally. Because everything is affecting us locally. Kind of like the trickle-down thing, you know what I mean? It all rolls downhill. Yeah. 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. Don't forget about today's poll question. What's the most serious issue that needs to be investigated? Have a great weekend. I love you. Catch you Monday.